Tech Talk in partnership with Handshakes, improving business transparency in Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and China. Visit handshakes.com.sg to find out more.
Welcome into Tech Talk, right here on CNA 938. I'm Daniel Martin. Now, previously, we learned about the importance of how data is generated for a company and how you can make sense of it. We're learning more about the importance of a good handshake. And not the physical one, but a little bit about the technical one, how a data AI company can help you in terms of corporate intelligence technology solutions, and why CTOs, business leaders, SME owners need to start thinking about it now. We're learning more on today's edition as I speak to Sean Leong, who's Chief Commercial Officer for Handshakes. This is Tech Talk. Sean, welcome to the program. Hi there. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, hi, Daniel. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay.
Really glad to be here today.
As I asked your co-founder last week, I'm like, what's the idea? What's the concept of a handshake here? Is this like a TCP IP handshake or something like that? No. What's the concept of what handshakes actually does for companies?
All right. So I think handshakes was named after the fact that, you know, when two databases try to interact, connect together, that action is also called an handshake because it's an exchange of connection and an exchange of data, right?
Right.
But really what we're applying this is to big data. And what do we do here? We are taking big data, turning it into a solution that helps our clients. And what do we do in that? We provide two things, all right? Data, as well as the technology to process that data. Now, we specialize in a particular field, this field known as corporate information. Mm. And what we bring for data is really companies' information, their stakeholders, connections, financials, all that sort of data. And what we really want to do is to help people discover what's important in there. The second part, the technology, is built to then help process this huge volume of data so that people can discover it easier.
That aspect of corporate information, corporate intelligence, being able to generate it through you guys. I mean, how is this so vastly different from what was done before?
Okay. So maybe I'll draw an analogy to something that everybody will be more familiar with.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of us here have used a platform like LinkedIn, right? Where you go there, you search.
I was afraid you were going to say Yellow Pages or something like that. Lucky we didn't have to go that far back, huh? Okay.
Yellow Pages. I used to use that, by the way.
Same here for businesses. But yes, okay, LinkedIn, sure.
Yeah. So LinkedIn, you go there, you search for a person, a company, and what we've all experienced and enjoyed is you look for, hey, who's this guy connected to? What company is behind this? You know, who else is connected to all that? But that platform combines data that's curated by the very people who want to show you what they want to show you. Now, I'm going to change that paradigm a bit. I'm going to take official government data, stock exchange data, also all about companies, all about the stakeholders involved. I'm going to put it into a network map or a mind map of sorts and allow you to do the same thing. Search for a company, search for a person. Find exactly what you need and see all the key connections, all the financial information, the company information behind it. The icing on top of this is that I don't do that just for Singapore. We do that for Malaysia, Vietnam, China, and more as well.
So that's the thing. I mean, first of all, I think that mind mapping approach, that mind map imagery is very useful for the company, mm-hmm. helping them make sense of that data and having it in a really easily digestible format as well. So that's one big plus point that has to happen, I guess. You know, we've got to make data useful, right, at the end of the day. But also the official sources is important, right? We've got to make sure we're getting it from good, reliable official sources of information here.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's where we sometimes talk about the challenges that we face when handling big data, so to speak, right? When we talk about big data, we're saying that, look, there's a lot of data out there. It's difficult, it's voluminous, it's complex, and it cannot be handled through traditional means. And we often refer to something like the three or four Vs, okay, in this case, one, volume, just too much data to handle. I only want to look for a specific important point. Do I need to, you know, do so much effort to search a whole needle, a whole haystack, sorry, for a needle inside? And second V we tend to deal with is variety. Data doesn't always come in one homogeneous format, correct? Even talking about official data, you've got ACRA, who may store in a certain format. stock exchanges will store it in their report formats. Another country might store the data in a completely different format as well. And you have to deal with that. You have to deal with text, images, sometimes even audio as well. The third one would then be velocity. If it was slow coming, you know, every day, just a couple of cases coming in, probably manual handling is fine. But in this day and age, data is generated tremendously fast. I mean, let's just talk about something like news content, right? News and media content. Mm. Maybe you can process one or two every hour, no problem. But what if it comes globally, thousands and thousands of data points every minute? Very difficult to process. And so you necessarily must rely on technology to help you process that so that you're not losing out on any key insights from it.
Is that the current state of big data right now, would you say? And that's why maybe it's so challenging for a lot of companies to harness it, that it's just too overwhelmingly large. And there might be a lot of useless information that you'd have to sieve through. But aren't a lot of companies doing what you're doing, trying to offer this idea of making sense of big data?
Yes, of course. Many people are. And it's a difficult problem. And that's why even when we talk about big data solutions, very often we segregate it to very specific goals, right? I don't think anyone out there claims that big data can solve every single problem in every single industry. No. Yeah. Okay. In our case, for example, we take official information. So that kind of addresses the problem with quality, you know, veracity, so to speak, accuracy. So we've solved that. We load that onto our technology, we process it, and then we offer reliable insights to the clients. Now, other big data solutions out there do that as well, but they do it for different industries. Maybe there's one for the automotive industry, one for the healthcare industry, one for the legal industry, and one for the media industry. So yes, we are all big data solutions. We all work in slightly different spaces, and the quality of what we do for our clients largely depends on exactly what I've just told you about big data. What's the volume you can process? What's the variety you can process? What's the speed at which you can process it? And what's the quality or the veracity at which you can process it? So I think these four takeaway points are important for anyone who's looking to, you know, implement a big data solution in their organization.
Sean Leong is Chief Commercial Officer for Handshakes. I'm finding out more just ahead. Stay tuned.
Tech Talk in partnership with Handshakes, improving business transparency in Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and China. Visit handshakes.com.sg to find out more.
Back on Tech Talk, finding out more about how a company like them, Handshakes, is actually helping you make sense of your big data for corporate information and more. I mean, their core expertise lies in things like machine learning, AI technology, NLP, entity resolution, it said as well. But the idea of empowering you is the most important thing. Get that meaningful insight, right? That's the most important thing at the end of the day. Sean Leong is your Chief Commercial Officer out of Handshakes. Sean, let's talk about the current situation right now, where we stand today in 2023 in Singapore and the region, let's say. How you've got that, you're able to generate this, you've got that image and more and information through your app as well coming through. How successful are companies at in terms of deploying this within their organization?
All right. How successful they are? It really depends on the usage, right? At the end of the day, I think, as we mentioned in the first part, I think big data solutions about being able to identify what are the insights you need. And being razor sharp focused on trying to make sure that you've got the right data to start with. You've got the right technology to help you extract that. So let me give an example. And I think a good example is, in fact, one of our investors, as well as clients as well. And that's Nikkei. I'm sure everybody has heard of Nikkei, right? Mm. They're a news provider, news aggregator. They deal with huge amounts of media content on a day-to-day basis. And what we do for them is a perfect example of how big data is being handled as a big data solution. So what we do for them is we work on this product called Scout Asia, right? And really that is a platform that helps their business users examine huge amounts of news article data every day, huge amounts of company data every day, extract exactly what is needed to be monitored for the entire Asia region. Now, think about it traditionally. It would be difficult for any organization or an end user to try and look at so much data from so many countries, so many signal points, trying to work out something from that data deluge. What we have built for them is through the use of these technologies that you just mentioned, that I will now break down a little, all right? Mm. So first comes first is natural language processing. Mm. Imagine all these news articles coming in. How do we get a computer to understand it? Naturally, that's the technology behind it. And that's what natural language processing really is.
Okay, it's not NLP. It's not neuro-linguistics. This NLP is different.
Yeah, it's NLP. Yes, it's slightly different. But what it does is it enables a computer to read the article, understand its context, and pick out key elements. So you're talking about things like using the examination of the linguistics, you know, of what's written, trying to understand each element and all that. That's NLP. Then you have things like machine learning. Now, machine learning is the part which helps you identify what's important. I like to give a very separate analogy for this part. It's quite a fun thing. You know how when we were young, we go for exams, right? You go for a math exam. And before to do that exam, you want to get prepared. You do 10-year series, right?
Yes, yes.
And if you do enough questions, when you go to the exam, you hope and pray that, okay, I hope this question comes out. I can identify based on my experience, whether it's, you know, an algebra question, a trigonometry question, a statistics question. The same happens with machine learning. You're essentially giving the computer a lot of examples. These articles are all on mergers and acquisitions. These articles are all on healthcare. These articles are all on automotive industry. And with enough training, the computer can then predictively tell you, look at the millions of articles coming in every day and tell you, hey, this article is on healthcare. This article is on legal. This article is on, you know, mergers and acquisitions. And that's what machine learning is. So we have now learned how to get a computer to understand articles, identify the context of what that article is, and all that remains really is to help you connect multiple data sets together and present it to your user. We have walked through the whole process of literally going from a huge amount of data, getting the computer to narrow it down onto exactly what you need, and then presenting it to the user. That's just one example. There are parallel examples in other science segments. Let's take investors or even auditors, for example. Okay, in all their cases, you will find one common goal. An auditor who's auditing, say, purchasing information, they'll be looking at a lot of buyer information, a lot of vendor information, and their goal is to check. Is this purchase legitimate? Did it go through proper approvals? Did it go through, you know, the right evaluation of vendors and all that? And they're looking for things that may be suspicious. Pause for a while, go to somebody like investor or investment firm. I've got a portfolio of companies I've invested in. I am constantly monitoring the markets for movements in prices, for changes in these companies. But there's so much information and I only need to distill it down to the companies, the portfolio that I'm looking for. See the parallel here?
Yeah.
Lots of data, specific things I'm looking at. How can I get that to me in real time as close as possible? That's where big data comes in. That's where solutions like what we do and other big data firms do come in to help.
You talked about the example of Nikkei earlier on,
yes,
for example. Just as we wrap up, are there any other use cases that can really flesh this out for my listener?
Okay. So we talked about Nikkei. That's a news aggregator. We talked about auditors. We talked about investment firms. Let's talk a bit about a more serious note, right? There's also people who do investigations, all right? An investigation, you have this huge amount of data. You don't know where to start. And you really want to know, say, hey, I notice suspicious movement in the capital markets in, let's say, three companies. I want to know whether these three companies are cross-connected or not. And where better place to go than to go to a solution like what we provide? Look at all the corporate data that's available, immediately identify, okay, where are these three companies with suspicious movements going on? Who's connected to them? This gives investigators, enforcement agencies a starting point, and it helps them narrow down things a lot so that they can react and perform actionable insights fast. So that's one more example, and I think it's a great one. On the side, there are also people who also use it for very, very interesting cases.
Oh.
They use it to check up on their clients, on their spouses, and all that. I like to joke with my clients on those things. But the fact is, yes,
all legal above board, right, Sean?
Yes, all above board. It's all public information.
Exactly. But the idea is aggregating it and making it palatable as well for the average business user. Before I let you go, Sean, for companies who might feel that, or SMEs or CTOs who think that they've already got some version of this, they've got their own corporate information intelligence happening in some way, what are you guys able to provide on top of what a company might already be doing?
Okay. So I think for business leaders, what's important to understand is what you have you know, if it serves your current purpose, sometimes it's as good a decision to just not improve. That's fine too.
Mm.
But I think what every one of us need to be cognizant about is that technology is ever, ever improving. And how well you process this data directly correlates to how fast technology moves. Case in point, just before the turn of the century, we had AI that just beat the world's best chess player.
Yeah.
Today, AI is writing essays for us. It's writing emails for us. It's writing, it's painting for us. Okay. And I think the technology used around improving big data solutions, processing volume, processing variety, processing veracity, velocity has improved a lot. And so I ask all business decision makers, constantly keep an eye out, make sure that the technology you employ is up to speed. Now you don't have to be at the forefront all the time, but you should at least be, you know, keeping up so that you never lose out on the insights that are essential for your business growth.
Sean, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel.
Sean Leong is Chief Commercial Officer out of Handshakes. This has been Tech Talk.
Tech Talk in partnership with Handshakes, improving business transparency in Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and China. Visit handshakes.com.sg to find out more.